It's time for your Southeast Regional Ag News. On the Ag Information Network, I am Haley Shipp. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer says drivers can expect stepped-up enforcement at the state's agricultural inspection stations located at key entry points into Florida. This comes after a deadly crash on August 12th that federal officials linked to a truck driver in the country illegally. Three people were killed. Uthmeyer, joined by Agriculture Commissioner Wilton Simpson at the Live Oak Interdiction Station on Interstate 10, announced that agricultural law enforcement officers are now partnering with federal and state agencies to check commercial driver's licenses, verify English proficiency, and inspect for fraudulent documents, all while continuing the standard inspections of trucks hauling farm goods. The state says the goal is to make interdiction stations more than just checkpoints for plant and animal health. Officials say they'll now also be critical control points to stop human smuggling and pull unsafe commercial vehicles off the road. For farmers, ranchers, and haulers moving crops and livestock across state lines, that means you may see longer inspections and more law enforcement presence at Florida's agricultural stations when entering the state. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report